بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وآل آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy, and this is another one of our short reminders. Today, we want to discuss with you the importance and the obligation that you have to educate your women and your children. And obviously, this goes out more to the men than it does the women. Because we have an epidemic going around in a lot of our communities where we're not working to educate our women and our children. And this is a huge problem. Even if we don't see it right now, we'll see it in the future. And there are a lot of us that know this situation, if we haven't fallen into this situation. There's a brother I know personally, I want to share a story with you. He will not let his wife read a book until he's read it first. She is not allowed to listen to any audios unless he listens to them first. Now some of you might say, okay, what's the issue with that? He wants to protect his wife from any type of ills. To me, the first of the issues is, the brother doesn't study himself. And forget the issue of studying. We're talking about even the issue of reading and listening to lectures. Not to fault find with the brother. Because he's a very busy brother. He's out, he's working, he has two jobs that he's working to take care of his family. That's something that's praiseworthy. He's trying to take care of his family. But the fact of the matter remains is that if he's not becoming educated, and he's not allowing his wife to become educated except that he becomes educated first, when will she be afforded the opportunity to become educated? Do you understand my point? When they have children, what's going to be the situation of a child whose first schooling, which is his mother? Generally, the women spend more time with the children than we do as men. If we haven't educated our women, who's going to educate our children? Now, I want to take it back for a second to that ayah in the Quran, in Surah Al-Tahrim, that's Surah number 66, verse number 6, where Allah Ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْهِجَارَةُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in this verse, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. One of the ways that you're going to find that Ahlul Ilm, or the people of knowledge, they talk about how we save ourselves and our families from this fire whose fuel is men and stones, is through education. If we love ourselves, obviously we will educate ourselves about this religion. And the same goes for our women and children. We have to make sure that we educate them in Islam. We have to make sure that we educate them about Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to make sure that we educate them about the rights of Allah and His Messenger upon us, so that we and they can be of those people who gain Allah's pleasure. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter us into His rahmah on that day in which no one will receive rahmah except those whom He has had rahmah upon. May Allah make this easy for us and all of our families. Allahumma ameen. We cannot continue to allow our women and children to be ignorant of this religion. If we love them, if we really want good for them, we would educate them about this religion the same way that we want good for those that we educate about issues of this dunya. We make sure that our wives and our children are educated in terms of how to make money. We make sure that they're educated in terms of how to do what it is that they need to do to make their lives easy. Well, what about their death? What about what happens after death? Do we not want that to be easy for them? That which is eternal, we want that which is going to end to be easy and to be good on them. What about that which has no end to it? Do you think it's appropriate that we don't have classes set up for our wives and our children so that they can learn this religion even if we don't have time, like the brother I just mentioned? It's not that he's a bad guy. Like I said, I know him personally. He's not a bad guy. He's just very, very busy. But what about the situation of even if he can't afford to take time to learn his religion, making sure that he has a situation set up so that his family can? My advice to him was, if he doesn't want his wife reading books that he hasn't read for her protection, and he doesn't want her listening to audios that he hasn't listened to for her protection, that he has a responsibility to bring in a teacher that can teach her. And if he had offspring, to teach his offspring, that he trusts their knowledge, their understanding. Why? Because he's been commanded to protect them from this fire whose fuel is men and stones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us as men a huge responsibility that we must make sure that we fulfill. May Allah aid us in doing that. Allahumma ameen. We can't just sit by and let our families be ignorant of this religion. This is an obligation. As a matter of fact, it's something that Allah is going to hold us responsible for. We need to make sure that we're providing this opportunity for our families. We need to make sure that our women are learning this religion. We need to make sure that our children are learning this religion, learning that which will cause them success in both this life and the hereafter. Not just those things that are going to cause them to be what we call successful in this life, but those things that are sure to cause them success in this life and the hereafter, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. Also, we want to talk about this obligation. We need to look at what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said about our responsibility of teaching our women and our children. Look at the hadith that was narrated on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, where he says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ, where he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, say, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ أَنْ رَاعِيَتِهِ, all of you are shepherds, and all of you are going to be asked or responsible for those whom he has made a shepherd over. He says, الْإِمَامُ رَاعٍ وَمَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَاعِيَتِهِ, he says that the leader is a shepherd, and he will be asked about those whom he has made a shepherd over, those whom he is responsible for, his flock. And then he says, الرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَهُوَ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَاعِيَتِهِ, he says, and the man is a shepherd over his family, but he will be asked about his flock. We have a responsibility, brothers and sisters, because the sisters are responsible over her children as well, or even the other children in her husband's household. So the women are not exempt from this. But like I said in the beginning, I'm speaking more towards the men and the women, because we have an obligation, and brothers, we're failing. We're failing ourselves, we're failing our families, we're failing our wives and our children. A lot of us are busy. We can't always take the time out to sit in the durus and things along these sorts. But a lot of us, we can afford our families the opportunities to do this, and we're just not. And this is a situation we need to correct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in our hearts that we want this good for our families, that we want to be of those people who raise the next generation of women and children that can take this banner of Islam and raise it high above their heads and be examples for those people that are around them. And they're not going to be able to do this unless we afford them the opportunity of a correct Islamic education, so that they can practice Islam correctly, and so that they can call to this Islam correctly, so that they can have their feet planted firmly upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and be those who lead others by way of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see the importance of educating ourselves and our families about this religion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good examples for all of those around us and enter us into His paradise, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.